In February 1963, Ted writes with devastating news to Alwyn.
On Monday morning, at about 6 a.m, Sylvia gassed herself. The funeral's in Heptonstall next Monday. She asked me for help, as she so often has. I was the only person who could have helped her, and the only person so jaded by her states and demands that I could not recognise when she really needed it.
It was another month before he could face the task of writing to Sylvia's mother.
It has not been possible for me to write this letter before now. I shall never get over the shock, and I don't particularly want to. I've seen the letters Sylvia wrote to my parents, and I imagine she wrote similar ones to you, or worse. The particular conditions of our marriage, the marriage of two people so openly under the control of deep psychic abnormalities, as both of us were, meant that we finally reduced each other to a state where our actions and normal states of mind were like madness. My attempt to correct that marriage is madness from start to finish. The way she reacted to my actions also has all the appearance of a kind of madness. Her insistence on divorce, the one thing in this world she did not want. The proud hostility and hatred, the malevolent acts that she showed to me, when all she wanted to say, simply, was that if I did not go back to her, she could not live. We were utterly blind. We were both desperate, stupid, and proud. And the pride made us oblique, she especially so. I know Sylvia was so made that she had to mete out terrible punishment to the people she most loved. But everybody's a little bit like that. And it needed only intelligence on my part to deal with it. But the difficulties caused by that, the fact that on the surface the situation was no more difficult than the normal one for separated couples, it was better than most in that she had money, fame, prospering plans, many friends. All these things delayed the working of our reconciliation. I don't ever want to be forgiven. I don't mean that I shall become a public shrine of mourning or remorse. I would sooner become the opposite. But if there is an eternity, I am damned in it. Sylvia was one of the greatest, truest spirits alive, and in her last months she became a great poet, and no other woman poet except Emily Dickinson can begin to be compared with her, and certainly no living American. So now, I shall look after Frieda and Nick, and you are not to worry about them. I will write as often as I can about them. I didn't know how to start this letter, and now I don't know how to end it.